Hey, everybody. What's going on? It's not Fat Albert. It's Ken Braverman. It's 12-12. It's like Make-A-Wish plus one, isn't it? It's not quite 11-11. Anyway, amazing stuff, amazing world, amazing things. My God, where do we begin? Okay, where am I? I'm in South Burlington, Vermont. It's gorgeous. It's snowing. And what I mean by gorgeous is it's freaking cold and snowing. Good times. Merry Christmas. It's coming. But there are a million things going on in the world today, so let's talk about other parts of the world. Let's geographically start to zone in on areas and have a discussion. All right, ba-boom, 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 Alabama. Alabama, roll them Crimson Tide. Now, all right, Alabama, are we going to vote for a child molester, or are we going to vote for the devil, the Democrat? It's always like one or the other. No. It's funny. It's sad. It's pretty simple. I'll just cut and dry, throw it to you. So Vladimir Putin supports Roy Moore's campaign. Roy Moore actually said that he agrees with Putin on some things. Dark Russian money goes into that campaign. That's why there's even a – that's why like he's even on the ballot. Like how did Roy Moore win? It's all Russian money, Mercer money, and Russian money. So it's treasonous money coming in supporting his campaign. Hopefully Americans will do the right thing, but there's a chance that the Russians have tried to rig the election. So there might even be fake vote totals down there. It's weird how judges will rule down there that you cannot preserve voting records. What? It's like the judges are ordering you to conceal records. It's interesting how corrupt the South really is, and really the whole country is sometimes. But we got to stop it. We got to call it out for what it is. If Roy Moore wins, then they should sign petitions and do ethics and remove him immediately. And they ought to check all the vote totals. If Roy Moore wins this race in Alabama, Democrats don't stop. Doug Jones supporters don't stop. We all come out and we say this is unacceptable, and we just say we're not putting him in office. It's kind of funny how, if you think about it, the people's will, when it's right and when it's just and when it's moral, absolutely can take over and drive the public consciousness and what happens in the world can drive policy. So I'll give you an example of this. The military came out and said, you know, Trump's nonsense about the transgender ban, we're not doing that. Like, we're accepting transgenders again like normal. We're going back to Obama policy, which is funny. Oh, God, it's great. Wouldn't it be awesome if this is the combative action to Trump is we go back to Obama? He tries to undo everything Obama did. He tries to like sell off our national parks to uranium miners. And we just say, no, 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 no. I know you said this, and I know you think you're the president, but we know you're a treasonous tyrant, and we're just not listening to you anymore. Even though, you know, we're diminishing the power of our presidency, but we need to do that anyway. We realize we need to do that anyway. Why do we need to diminish the power of our presidency? Because we don't live in a dictatorship. We're not fans of Hitler, most of us. There are some nutty white right, nutty, 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 crazy little right-wingers. You crazy little racist, you. You guys go back in your house. Nobody wants to hear your views. No. Nobody cares, you little racists. No. That's right. You know what? Black people, Spanish people, they're people too. They have brains. They have cells. They're human beings. They're just like us. Yes, they are. Yes, you are, you little racist. You go back in your house. You go watch your Archie Bunker, okay? Bye-bye. Yeah, we don't accept your views. The whites. No, it's not just the whites. I'm a white person. I'm not a racist. You know why? Because I grew up in Northern Virginia with every other ethnicity around me. You know? And you know what you see? You see that people are people. And as soon as you get, you know, adjusted to that and you get out of your little shell. I mean, if you live in a small Utah town that nobody ever comes to and it's the same 180 people that you've always known that you see every day, then the world is a scary place. And somebody comes in here with a different color skin is a scary, weird thing, and with different culture and different practices. It's totally weird to you and it freaks you out. It's kind of human nature to be freaked out by new stuff at the beginning. Because if we weren't an apprehensive species, we would have walked into the tiger den and got ourselves chewed off all the time. And there probably were people that did do that. Even when you're kids, you know, you want to go play with the bear. If you see a big grizzly bear, that you mess with that bear too much, that bear going to eat you. So it's a good thing to have your, you know, to be skeptical, to not necessarily take terrible risks, or not terrible risks, but not to be welcoming of everything that's different and new immediately, because it might hurt you. back 500, 1,000, eh, even 100 years ago, or even now out west. It's not a great idea to go play with bears. That dude died in Alaska years ago with the bear whisperer. What the hell is his name? I can't. Tim something. Blonde guy. He went up there and he ended up getting eaten with his girlfriend. He did it for several years. Girlfriend's like, it's cool. And then they stayed there too late in the year. The bear was hungry. They were hidden in the brush in their tent and they got eaten. And it's terrible and it's sad. Now, what does getting eaten by bears have to do with voting? The answer is that we have this weird way of communicating with everyone across the world instantly now, thanks to the internet. Boom, 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 boom. And there are crazy FCC net neutrality laws that are trying to change our ability to communicate that way unrestricted or without a lot of restrictions. So because we can communicate with anyone else, our old racist ideals don't work anymore, really. They really don't work anymore. They're a complete mess. Like, you can't run around being a racist and, you know, not baking cakes for people because they're gay. You can't not hire people because of the color of their skin. You can't demean people because they're sex. All these things that were acceptable hundreds of years ago really aren't acceptable now because there are too many of us and we're all competing for our own support of our families and our wealth and everything else. We're competing on a global scale. You cannot run around being racist and being a dictator. And that's what we have in office. So in Alabama, we've got a referendum on whether or not we're going to just blanketly vote Republican and pay no attention to child molestation and treason. We're not going to pay any attention to treason. Anybody who's supporting the president attacking the FBI and not putting treasonous spies and criminals in prison, which is what the president's trying to do right now, because the president owes $1 billion to Vladimir Putin and the Russian Federation and is a treasonous criminal himself and will eventually go to prison. He's trying to do that right now. And we are all kind of like, can't believe this is happening, but that's life. And we've just got to accept it, that we have to react in this way. I'll get back to the transgender ban and things we're doing against Trump in a second, President Treason. Which is, we just simply don't listen to him because we know the truth. Even if the law and the impeachment process and all these things are falling behind because they're slow and because they're outdated on a 200 and something year old political system and legislative system that we created, that our forefathers, who we admire, created back before not only there was internet, but before there was even machine guns. I mean, we've got laws about guns but guns were a musket and you were shooting, you know, a big dart at somebody. I mean, it was a different story back then. So a lot of our laws are outdated and a lot of our process is outdated. And that's one of the things that Putin is actually abusing and taking advantage of. He's taking advantage of the weakness, not the weakness in our democracy, but the weakness in the structure of how our democracy is implemented. So like, people's views and our votes do still count, we think, unless they're rigging elections, and we'll pay close attention to Alabama today as much as we can. We've got internet, we've got phones. How can we not track votes? Think about it. Why can't we keep track of this? Why can't we vote via email and identify ourselves? You know, if a credit card company or a bank or something can identify who we are, why can't the voting rules do that? And the answer is because people that try to rig elections want to limit the ways that you can record the truth. So anybody who's saying to destroy records of elections is a treasonous felon. They should be. Because the only reason you would do that is because you don't want to accept the truth. And who doesn't want to accept the truth? Vladimir Putin, because he's trying to destroy our country through our president. And so if you don't support, you know, keeping records of elections, you are committing... you're not committing treason, but you're supporting liars and you're supporting fake news and fake life if you don't want the records of elections to be kept. Think about, like, why on earth would you want to destroy the votes? Right? So anyone who supports that, well, why would a judge rule on that? Who's the judge that ruled that? That they're supposed to destroy the records? Because somebody ruled that they wanted to keep the records the other day, and then another judge this morning threw that out. What? Why? Let's ask some real questions. So pay attention to that, because there's no reason that a child molester you know, a pedophile and a liar and a sick, disgusting human being should be a senator when we all know it before the election, right? So just pay attention to that. Now, 10 minutes in. Okay, how are we reacting to the president? Like I said, the transgender ban. So the military came out and said, we're going to allow transgender people to enlist as of January. We're going back to Obama-era policies and the studies that were done during that period of time. So this is an interesting approach. So you have what you have is, and this is a huge story, and it's not really covered as such because people don't really get it, but because Putin, this is one of Putin's unsuccessful attempts at trying to destroy America. So Putin told Trump to make sure to try to disrupt the military and the congruence or the assembly and structure of the military, to have the military kind of question itself in a weird way. So he's like, okay, have President via tweet make a, you know, dictate that we're no longer allowing transgender people in the military, because what would happen with the transgenders in the military? Would if the president says they can't be in, like, it puts the majority of the armed forces in a weird position, because we're supposed to listen to our commander in chief, but we're also supposed to do the right thing as people, right? It's kind of like when somebody orders you to kill someone. How do you respond? Well, if the president gives you an order, you're supposed to implement it. So what happened was, with the transgender ban, first of all, nobody gives a shit about transgenders in the military. Like, people are people. People give a shit if you commit a crime. So what the sick fucks in their mind will do is they will say, oh, transgender people are pedophiles, or transgender people are gay or sick or whatever, you know, because they don't understand whatever. And I don't understand a lot about transgenders myself, to be honest. But I know that they're people just like us. So if a transgender person commits a crime in the military, just like if a non-transgender person commits a crime or a violation of the code in the military, then they are dealt with. When they are not committing crimes, they are just people, and they are allowed to be and serve in the military like normal people, right? And I'm not saying that transgender people aren't normal, but they're definitely a class that is being called out by our president in tweet. So we have to refer them in some way, right? And the military said, no, President Treason, fuck you. We are allowing transgender people to serve in the military starting January 1. We're not listening to you, President Treason, because we know what you are. And we know that you are a complete bitch. And that Putin owns you. And we're just not listening to you. We're not going to let you destroy our country. And I love it. I love to see that. It feels great. It feels awesome to see that good is uniting over evil. And we all need to do this. We all need to do this. Anything he tweets, you know, when he tweets sexually harassing comments to Kirsten Gillibrand, we're just like, yeah, he's a harasser, and he should also be charged with harassment and assault and removed from office and disgraced. Yeah, one of many reasons why he should be out, right? We should all support that. We should all say no to everything he does. It doesn't matter what agency of the government you're in. It doesn't matter what you are. If he tells you to do something and you know it's wrong, you say no. And we just don't listen to him, and we don't give him any respect, even though he is in the presidency. And it's not that we're disrespecting the presidency. We're disrespecting the man. I mean, you can't understand that the president is committing treason. It's obvious. He will not implement Russian sanctions that he signed, that Congress passed earlier this year. He won't do it because Putin doesn't want him to do it, because Putin doesn't want additional sanctions. So that's treason right there. And the president will go down for that, among other things. But when we can see that, I mean, seriously, go ask Trump, why haven't you implemented the sanctions? You signed the law. Congress passed it. We're supposed to implement sanctions on the Russians. We passed it. Why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you doing it? You were supposed to do it back in September. Why aren't you doing it? Hey, President Treason, why aren't you doing it? Oh, because you're committing treason? Because when you were voted into office, Putin was told that you would be nice to him? Oh, because you owe him $1 billion. That's right. That's right. That's right. You owe him $1 billion through Deutsche Bank. So when Congress and the government pass new sanctions on Russia and they force you to sign it, you put a caveat in there saying that the president has to implement it to really get them going, and then you'll never do it because you can commit treason from the executive branch. That's right. Because you owe Putin $1 billion, and God, you'd never want to upset him, because when you're not president anymore, then he's going to mess with your businesses. Oh, that's right. You're going to be in prison when you're not president anymore anyway, so it ain't going to matter. But your kids are not going to have any money either, because the whole organization is going down because it's a money laundering front for Russian money all over the world. And it's enormous. And that's why you want to take down the FBI. Because you know that you and all your friends and the Russians are going down, and that everyone's been exposed through you becoming the president. That's funny. You weren't really supposed to win. But now that you did, all your illegal wrongdoings are coming to light, and the global conspiracy to launder money out of Russia and Putin's big plan is actually getting exposed. So in a way, Putin has put a lot of faith in you, and you're going to end up being the downfall of the Russian Federation, most likely. Unless you succeed and you end up dismantling the FBI and all Americans just march in lockstep with you like little Nazi children, right? You think that's going to happen? Do you think you're going to turn America into a bunch of Nazis, to a bunch of complicit German publics that are willing to do what? To have rallies and run over people in Charlottesville, Virginia? Do you think you're going to get the country to do that? Do you think that human beings are naturally evil? Do you think that we just want to kill each other? If you have that perverse view of what it means to be human, you're in for a real surprise. Because that's not what America's about. America is about good, honest people making objective judgment over what they see. And when exposed to the truth, we all act accordingly. So it's 12/12, make a wish. I think by the end of the year, and I've said it for several months now, I think before the end of the year, President Treason is out of office. Because how long can we ignore the truth that the president is committing treason in the White House by not implementing Russian sanctions that he signed? That is the clearest case of treason I can see. There's a million others, including $1 billion he owes to Putin, that is also treasonous. But this is the clearest one. So somebody asked the president why he's not implementing the Russian sanctions. Because he won't say why. You know why? Because his answer's proof of treason. So we're out for now. But we got 19 days. I want to wake up New Year's Day, and I don't know if it's going to be President Pence or somebody else. I mean, I don't know how much Pence is involved either. But I'll take President Pence, at least in the near term, over President Treason. Because either Pence has been unaware of this completely because he's been shielded from it just for the very reason that they need him to pardon everyone. That's a possibility, which, by the way, is not going to be legal. You're not going to be able to pardon people out of this. You're not going to be able to pardon people out of treason. We actually might need to pass some laws in Congress that limits the president's pardoning power. And I think that, of course, the president won't sign that, but you can overrule that with a 2/3 majority. Because should the president be able to pardon anyone that he is tangentially involved with in an investigation? For example, can a vice president pardon a president that was, and the answer should be no. We got to take away these dictatorial powers that we have bestowed upon the presidency in a time when that used to be needed. It's not anymore. Like, we can all put in our 2 cents. We do not need the president to write executive orders and make decisions unilaterally about everything. Even though our Congress sucks balls, we still like a separation of powers, because it is the separation and the strength of the separation of powers amongst really what I call the four branches of government, which is judicial, all your courts, your executive, your president treason in there, your Congress, which has got your House and your Senate, and then the fourth is the intelligence community. Because the intelligence community works with Congress. It's kind of like an extension of Congress, but it's also independent, which is it gathers a lot of information that we used to think was private or unobtainable, And therefore, it has to be monitored by a bureaucracy that we trust. And that can't really be an elected bureaucracy. It has to be a bureaucracy where we have faith in the institution, which is why, like in court, the reason why the FBI wins so many cases in court is not because anything's rigged, like any BS excuse you'd hear from the administration or from Fox News that the FBI is corrupt is all bullshit. The FBI isn't corrupt at all. The FBI is diligent and they are respected. And that is why they win, because they only promote evidence and they don't have an agenda. However, having an agenda to protect America against Putin and treason is a fantastic agenda, if that's an agenda of the FBI. Anyway, President fucking treason, you bastard. Attack the FBI. That's right. Call him what he is. He's President Treason, and let's get him out of office immediately.